Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a special Wednesday edition of the Mains event on kpcradio.com. As always, I'm your host, Joshua Mains. Competition, adversity, perseverance. Just a few words that might get tossed around for today's guests. In the studio, we have current Brum of the Week running back Keyshawn Richards. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. So let's start with last Saturday. 4 touchdowns at Santa Barbara College. I mean, how'd that feel?
Felt really good. I'm not going to lie to you. I felt like it was a great team win. Like, I couldn't have done it without my O-line and my receivers. And always glory to God.
All right. So I know Coach told me that you came up to him a few times during the game saying, get you the ball. So obviously you were feeling good. Were you feeling good from the morning or after things started going?
Well, I always feel good for a game because, you know, it's always a blessing just to play. But that game in particular, I did feel really good because, like, the scenery and stuff like that, we were right next to the beach. It was a day game. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. It just felt right. And the vibe and the air was just great. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you guys got off to a little slow start at the game. Got down 20-0 early. Talking to Coach, he thought maybe that different time, you know, he said most kids haven't had a 1 o'clock game since Pop Warner, you know, by the beach, a little distracting. Did you feel like that was maybe in some people's heads?
Sort of I said the vibe was like good, but I felt like that did play a part because it was a little too lax and we felt as though like, oh, we could come out and do certain things to a team, but you know, like on any given day, anybody can perform to a higher level than you expect. So the weather did kind of play a part in that, and like the time and everything. So yeah.
So 3 scores prior to overtime. You take in that one that really matters in overtime to get you the win. How'd that one feel?
That felt unreal, to be honest with you. As soon as I scored, I was like, man, this is crazy. Like, I couldn't believe that I just scored that touchdown. But it was like an unreal feeling. Like, I kind of lost like feeling in my arms and my legs, and I was like, wow, I really just scored a touchdown to win the game. So yeah.
So that win plus a Valley loss makes the next game all that more important against Antelope Valley. You guys are fighting for bowl berth, fighting for second place in conference.
Yes, sir.
I mean, so how do you feel heading into that game right now?
All or nothing. We got to put it all on the table right here. This is our championship week right here. If we lose, we go home. If we win, like you said, we got a chance to be in a bowl game. Like, that's the whole vibe that we're practicing this whole week. We got to practice with tempo. We're performing with all, like, at a high level. Everybody has to perform at their, like, peak levels and stuff. So, you know, we just got to keep it pushing and focus on getting to that championship.
How have the practices felt so far this week?
So far, we only had one real practice. We had, like, a walkthrough day on Monday. But so far, like, everybody's just, like, locked in and just trying to better themselves every day.
So, yeah. So Steven went down on Saturday. Johnny went down the week before. Yeah. Jakari's out. What are the thoughts around the team right now? I know Quentin stepped in at the end at quarterback. So as a team, what are you guys' thoughts with when you have your 3 quarterbacks go down?
Our motto is, you know, bend, never break, you feel me? So even though we have that going for us, we always face adversity. That's Pierce. That's what we're known for, facing adversity. So, you know, we're always going to fight through that, find ways to, like our defensive coordinator, linebacker coach says, find a way. We're not gonna be a victim to any situation. We're always gonna find a way to make it happen. So yeah.
How's Quentin looking in practice?
He's looking pretty good. I'm not gonna lie to you. He's making the right reads, making the throws he has to make. We just have to rally behind him and show him that we believe in him as a player and as our quarterback. So we're all rooting for him. We're all being positive with him and everything that he does. Whether he messes up or makes a great play or anything like that, we're always gonna be supportive of him.
So now, as a running back, obviously, pass and run game have a little difference. So when that quarterback, there's that change. Do you feel as a running back that you kind of have to step up a little extra into this game?
Well, yeah, I do. I do feel like the running game is going to play a big part in this win or loss in this game, to be honest with you. But you know, like we're either way it goes, everybody's going to have to make plays. Everybody's going to have to do their part. So you know.
So now the biggest story around the season, obviously, it's a few months in, but it was the coaching change. So what was your reaction when that decision first came down? I know it was an emotional thing for all the coaches, all the players to get, right. But when you first heard that Cibolic and Hughes were gone, what was your reaction?
I was kind of angry because I was angry at the fact that Coach Sabolic lost his job. Like, coming out of high school, I did a lot in high school. Like, I was, had a lot of accolades and stuff like that. And no Division I wanted me. And the only, like, JUCO junior college that really sought after me like that was Pearson. I felt like Coach Sabolic gave me a chance and nobody else did. And also with stuff that happened in my life, he was there for and helped me through. So I felt like it wasn't like so much as losing a coach, it was losing somebody that was a part of our family. So yeah, I was kind of like hurt over it.
Makes sense, definitely. So how do you feel Sims has done stepping in?
I feel like he's done a really good job taking over a team that nobody really cared or believed in. So I feel like he did a really good job as far as taking over the team and stuff like that, not doing too much as far as taking over, saying this is my team and everything like that, letting us do what we do and going about the games as we normally would and stuff like that. Still also putting his input in and how things should go or anything like that, but not ruling with an iron fist.
Right. Obviously, you guys had a relationship with him prior, with him being the strength and weight training coach. Do you feel like that previous relationship really helped the transition?
Yeah, it definitely did, because it wasn't like we just had somebody that we didn't know. He did train us for a little bit, and he still does train us right now. So, you know, it wasn't awkward or anything like that. It was just like, okay, like somebody that we can trust. We felt like we could trust him as well. So it wasn't that weird or anything like that.
So do you see any similarities between Sims and Sabolic's coaching styles?
Actually, I do. They both like to run the ball. So that is something that they share. Like, they love to run the ball, and they believe that you can win games running the ball. So that's something that they do share in common.
What do you see as the biggest difference between them?
That's hard to say. To be honest with you, I can't really pinpoint it right now. But I couldn't even tell you, to be honest with you. Like.
So have you seen a change in, like, the team's demeanor from those first 2 weeks while Sabolic was still there till now towards the end of the season with Sims?
I would say that it's less chaotic. Not that big of a word, but it just seemed like the atmosphere seems calmer is like what I'm trying to get at. Like, as far as, like, the little things, it's not like, oh, we have to stress about so many little things. It's just like we just roll through things smoothly. Like on the inside of football, not as far as like actually playing the game, but like behind the scenes, like it just seems smoother.
Yeah. Now it seemed to be some of those things from that LA Southwest game was what led to the dismissal of Sabolic and Hughes. Things got a little crazy. Obviously, there was that weird lightning that delayed the game. I mean, just the air for that whole night seemed very weird. But as a team, did you guys feel like you were somewhat responsible if things got out of hand a little bit, or was it just the way games go at times?
I felt it was the way games go at times. Maybe it might have gotten a little bit out of hand, but at the same time, it's football, so that's something to be expected. That's going to happen. So, yeah.
So you share the backfield with Sterling and Marquise. What's the relationship like between you guys and Zounder too? Don't want to forget about him.
Those are my brothers. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it's nothing but jokes with those guys at practice. Like, even though we joke, we still push each other. Like, game days, we always say, like, go out there and eat, make a play. Like, let's get in the end zone and everything like that. But at the same time, we're always, like, joking and cracking on each other. Like, it's never a dull moment with those guys, honestly.
How would you compare all of you as different runners?
All right, so if I had to say what Marquise is, he's a downhill punishing back. Like, it's never a play where he's ever going to go backwards. He's always going to gain, like, 2 to 3 yards, even if it is a short gain or anything like that. He's always going to get 2 or 3 extra yards. Sterling, he's also, like, a powerful runner and stuff like that. Very shifty. And X, I would say he's a power back big time, definitely.
So then how would you describe your run style?
I don't know. Shifty type of guy. Like, I just make plays, honestly.
So is there anyone you kind of tried to model your style after?
Ezekiel Elliott, to be honest with you. Even after every time I get, like, a first down, I do his little celebration, a little eat, and then point to the first down. So, yeah.
I had Marquise in few weeks ago, he gave the same comparison. Everybody wants to be Zeke these days. So when did you start playing?
I started playing when I was 9 years old, but I didn't start playing running back or a skill position until I was in the 10th grade in high school.
What were you playing before that?
Like fullback and old lineman positions. I was kind of heavy when I was younger, so yeah.
So when you finally got to play a skill position, what was that like?
It was kind of scary, but like I just went out and just like, I mean, football never really changes. It only just like the speed of the game just changes. That's the only thing that really changes. So it was just like nervous me being in a new position. But other than that, like it was just fun actually.
All right. I want to read a quote real quick. Don't get a chance to do this too many times. For all you, if you want to go pick up the Roundup, Key has a feature in it. Obviously, he's the Brahma of the week. We got the game. He's all over the paper today. But I want to read a quote from your offensive coordinator, Coach John Austin, talking about wherever you go next. Whoever gets him is going to get a steal. They're going to get a guy that's a true competitor, that's fierce and fearless in anything and everything. When you hear someone describe you as that, you know, how does that make you feel?
Honestly, like, makes me feel really good because that's somebody that I really respect. Like, somebody that didn't give up on me when I felt like everybody else did, considering, like, the things that happened to me since I've been here. And that's something that I really pride myself on, my work and my competitiveness. Like, I always strive to be the best that I can be, no matter who's around me. So, yeah.
So, you've had a solid season this year. Last year was a different story. First game of the season, pretty early on, you go down with an injury. I was there. Really, you seem to be the only spark on the offense at that time. When you went down, things really struggled. I mean, what were you thinking when that first happened last year?
Well, a lot was going through my mind. It was very emotional. Like, I felt so many emotions. It was like I hurt my knee, and it was like I couldn't feel it, but then again, it was hurting at the same time, and I was just like, I'm done. Like, I know I'm not going to be able to play for the rest of the season, so I was just hurt. Because one, I wasn't be able to play the sport that I love to play, and then two, like I felt like I let the team down, so I really felt bad, honestly. And then prior to that, like I hurt my knee the year before that too, so it was the same knee, and I was just like, man, like you don't get too many chances in this game, so I felt like, man, it was over, honestly.
Obviously, last year as a team as a whole wasn't great, 1-9 record. Mm-hmm. Being on the sidelines and not being able to contribute, and seeing a season like that. How does that feel?
That was one of the worst feelings ever. Like, I love the game, so I went to all the games last year. And just seeing the team, like, lose like that, it really hurt, especially when I felt like I could have been out there making a difference. So it really did hurt to see my team go down like that, especially, like, guys that I still talk to this day and that are my brothers. Like, it really hurts to see that they went out like that. So, yeah.
Has it made this season all that more important for you?
Definitely, definitely. Like, I came in with the mindset that 1-9, like, even though I only played one game, I still say, like, I was a part of that team, so I took all those losses as well. Like, I felt like there was no way on this earth, like, I was going to let this team go 1-9 with every, like, fiber in my being. Like, I was not going to let that happen.
And so, obviously, with the chance at the bowl berth this season, taking last season into account, just how much better is this year in your head? Like, how is just not even necessarily games, just week to week, how much better is this season to handle for you?
It's good. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I look forward to practicing every week, like, because we have so much talent on both sides of the ball. Like, I know that if the running game isn't working so well at the moment, I know that the receivers can pick it up. Like, we have receivers that can go. I'm talking about guys that can make a play like that. We have DBs that can catch a pick when we need it, linebackers that can stop the run and also catch picks just like DBs, and D linemen that can stop the run and the pass, like give the quarterback pressure so he can throw picks. So, you know, it's just great knowing that you have guys that can pick up the slack when needed at any time.
So what are your plans after you get out of Pierce? You have schools in mind?
Honestly, I'm just trying to go D1. Like, that's the only thing that's on my mind. So any school that offers me a full ride to a Division I school or, like, anything like that, that's where my mind is headed, honestly.
And you're a nursing major, right?
Yes, sir.
So what do you want to do with that?
I want to become an RN, registered nurse like my mom, so,
yeah. Yep, so I see in the feature, you talk about your mom. Your mom's your rock and you're hers. Yeah. Obviously, so is that a good, close relationship still?
Yeah, like, my mom, honestly, throughout these years, has become, like, my best friend. I can talk to her about anything. Like, she keeps me going, and in return, like, I keep her going because I know she, even though she picks me up, I know that she has a lot invested in me, too, so... You know, sometimes when she feels down and out, like, I have to be able to pick up the slack for her, too, because she always does the same for me.
Now, also in the feature, talk about losing your brother. It was about, 16 years ago?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you were young. But you mentioned, you know, he played basketball. He was getting scholarship offers. So you feel like it's kind of doing it for him, too?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I visit his gravesite every so often to you know, let him know how I'm doing and stuff like that, and that does play a huge part because my brother was, you feel me, like that guy for my mom. Like she really, like, you know, put a lot into him, and then to see her how that affected her, that like played a huge part, and then I also wanted to be like him too, so you know that keeps me driven, honestly.
Now he played basketball, right?
Yeah.
You always stuck to purely football?
Yeah, honestly, like, how that went was, like, my mom, since he played basketball, my mom and my sisters were like, oh, Keyshawn's going to play basketball. But I was just so energetic and doing all types of stuff, and I was so physical. My dad was the one that actually was like, no, he's not going to play basketball. He's going to play football. And since the first day of practice at Pop Warner, like, I loved it, and I fell in love with it. And I haven't played another sport since.
It's always good to find something that you want. Excuse me. So, I lost how I actually worded it, sorry. Dealing with that loss, going into each game, do you kind of keep, does it fuel you in each game? Or once you're actually on the field, is it kind of just the game is in your head?
Yeah, I mean, it does play a part, like, in my mind, just, you know, like I say, like, I do it for Dre, you feel me, like that. That's what I say in my mind, like, all right, I'm going to do it for Dre. Like, it keeps me motivated, but at the same time, like, I got to keep calm because, you know, like, it was an old saying that we used to have saying don't panic, and that's, like, something that's true because once you start to panic, you start to play outside yourself and do things that you normally wouldn't do and that you might mess up or, make a bad play or something like that. So, yeah, it keeps me motivated, but at the same time, I try not to, like, get too anxious or get angry or anything like that because then I'll start messing up.
So now growing up in LA, obviously up until a couple of years ago or before you were even born, there was no actual team. So who did you follow?
What do you mean?
NFL team was. Who did you follow? With no, obviously no Rams. No one's really worrying about the Chargers all the way down there.
I'm actually still like a Packers fan, to be honest with you.
How'd you end up a Packers fan?
Brett Favre. I used to, my dad used to talk about him a lot, and I got to, like, no, I didn't actually physically get to see him play or anything like that, but when they used to, like, do, like, runs of him, like, throwing the ball and everything like that, and then I seen, like, how well he threw the ball, I was like, man, like, I want to, like, be a Green Bay Packer. I love watching him play. And then, like, seeing how Aaron Rodgers plays and, like, Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, and then, like, all the players there, like, I still, like, love them to this day.
Think you could handle the cold?
It's crazy because I really don't like the cold, but I would love to go play for Green Bay, honestly.
Is the NFL a dream?
Yeah, it is a dream. That's my goal at the end of the day, is to make it to the NFL and be one of the best that ever played the game.
What do you feel you have to do from this point on to really make it there?
It's a lot of things that I have to do. I have to work on perfecting my craft every day, making the plays when I need to make the plays, and just staying focused and not getting sidetracked by the things in life. So, you know, that happened. I just have to stay focused and keep grinding every day.
Sounds like you got a good head on your shoulders, know which way to go. If that doesn't happen, obviously you talked about wanting to be a nurse, an RN. Is that... As a secondary plan, would it be a letdown if that's how you end up? Or is it more like you just recognize the fact that not everyone's going to make the league and you still have something that you're passionate about and want to do?
It would actually be a letdown because that's where my heart is. Like, football is my passion, and that's what I want to do. But at the same time, it is what you say. Like, things happen. So, I mean, I would be let down, but at the same time, I would still have a good career ahead of me.
Perfect. All right. Well, football heads to Antelope Valley College this Saturday for the final game of the season with a chance at second place in conference and the bowl berth on the line. As we all know, kickoff is at 6 p.m. Best of luck to you there. Hopefully we get another four-touchdown performance.
Yes, sir.
See what's going on. Women's volleyball takes the court today after clinching their 15th conference title for the program. They host Glendale College at 6 p.m. Brahmas have yet to drop a set in conference play this season. Prior to the game, ASO will be hosting a tailgate at 5 p.m. Volleyball then finishes the season off Friday when they host College of the Canyons at 6. Soccer also finishes their season off Friday, hosting West LA at 7 p.m. under the lights at Shepherd Stadium. It's always nice to have a Friday night game for them. The Brahmas defeated Valley yesterday 2-1 and currently sit in second place in conference behind Santa Monica. The men's basketball regular season will tip off Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. when Santiago College comes to town. Team captains Jordan Newt and John Flowers are set to join us in the studio tomorrow at 11:30. As always, you can get all your Pierce sports news at theroundupnews.com or follow at Roundup Sports on Twitter for live in-game updates. You can always follow me at the Mains Event on Twitter for updates on the show, or you can slide into the DM with any questions, comments, or critiques. Until next round, everybody, thank you for joining us on the Mains Event. This is Joshua Mains for KPCRadio.com.